When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other, didn't make it into the previous show. In the last episode, The Homecoming, we relived the extraordinary story of Travis Walton, who after going missing for 5 days in 1975, reappeared with the incredible claim that he'd been abducted by what he believed were beings from another planet. Regardless of what we choose to believe about the story, it remains one of the more well-known, and to many, plausible accounts of a supposed encounter with a UFO. This is perhaps surprising, considering how Travis's story relies purely on anecdotal evidence. In comparison, most other well-known and similarly highly regarded stories of alleged UFO encounters, such as the supposed Roswell crash, the Rendlesham Forest incident, and more recently, the US Navy flight footage, has either pictorial or video evidence to accompany it. Many say that if a genuine alien spacecraft really had appeared on Earth, there would be incontrovertible photographic or video evidence to prove it. And yet, there are countless videos and photos purporting to reveal exactly that. More often than not, however, they are dismissed as cases of mistaken identity or simply fakes. In reality, unless a craft were to land on a busy high street in full view of a live news broadcast and collectively witnessed by everyone you knew, any photo or video evidence could easily be dismissed. Perhaps that is, with the exception of one photo. For many years, the British government, when pushed to answer questions about the UFO phenomenon, would routinely respond that there was no intelligence interest in such things, and by extension, the government had no interest in them at all. Eyebrows were raised, however, when in May 2008, the British Ministry of Defence released a series of top-secret files to the National Archive, which included a host of reports of UFO sightings stretching back to 1978. Over the next few years, as more files were released, it would become apparent that not only had the British government been keeping a keen interest in the phenomena, but that they had been since the 1940s. In order to do this, a team of civil service staff were tasked with collating and in some cases following up on alleged sightings of UFOs. In 1991, a new member joined the team. Nick Pope had previously worked in the Royal Air Force Operations Room during the 1990 Gulf War as a member of the Defence Intelligence Staff for the British Ministry of Defence. There, his job was to read through drafts of books that were being written about the conflict to make sure there wasn't any top-secret information that could be detrimental for British intelligence. With British operations in the Gulf winding down, in 1991, Pope was moved to another department, in which his main responsibilities involved executing various tasks relating to the non-operational activities of the Royal Air Force. A key element of this role, as stipulated on Pope's website, nickpope.net, was keeping tabs on any unidentified aerial phenomena reported to the department, and to analyse if such phenomena posed a threat to national security. On Pope's first day in his new office, having been shown to his desk, he looked up to see an unusual poster stuck to the wall. The image appeared to be an enlarged photograph of the British countryside, with a large, dark-coloured, diamond-shaped object appearing to hover in the sky, while to the right of it, Pope could make out what appeared to be a fighter jet travelling at speed. Asking his colleague opposite about it, the colleague replied that it was indeed a photograph taken in August 1990 by two members of the public walking in an area in the middle of Scotland known as Calvin. The pair claimed they came across it suddenly and watched it hover silently for a few minutes until a Harrier fighter plane arrived and flew past it a few times, after which the object shot straight up into the air and accelerated away at a colossal rate. The photo had been sent to the national newspaper, the Scottish Daily Record, before being passed on to the Ministry of Defence. Having been analysed by the RAF's Joint Air Reconnaissance Intelligence Centre, it was deemed that whatever the object was in the picture was there when the photograph was taken and was estimated to be about 25 metres in diameter. It was, as Nick Pope claims his colleague stated, quite simply the best photograph their department had ever received of a UFO. Ordinarily, the instinct of Pope and his colleagues, when presented with such a photograph, was to get to the bottom of which earthly nation the UFO had been developed by, what they were doing flying it in British airspace, and how could the British get their hands on the technology. On this occasion, however, the intelligence staff were stumped. Pope claimed that during one briefing on the UFO phenomena in general, his colleague at one point drew attention to the diamond-shaped object in the photo, and pointing to the right said, "It's not the Americans." Then pointing to the left, "It's not the Russians." Then, moving his finger above the object, said, "And that only leaves." The photograph remained on the wall until 1994, when it was unceremoniously removed by Pope's head of division. After a series of similar UFO sightings in the early 90s, suspicions were raised that the US Air Force was secretly testing prototype aircraft in British airspace. However, after being confronted with this accusation in Parliament, British defence ministers were forced to reveal that the US government had assured them that neither the US Air Force or any other US body were conducting such tests over Britain. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed, or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counsellors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. Pope has suggested that his head of division confiscated the photo, not because it was a craft from outer space, but because he didn't believe the assurances from the US, and as such, thought it might be of use to the Ministry of Defence. Either way, according to Pope, neither the photograph or the negatives, which were also handed over to the Ministry of Defence by the Scottish Daily Record newspaper, have ever been seen since. In 2011, the MOD files relating to this incident were declassified. The following is taken verbatim from National Archives file DEFE24/1940, UFO reports with redactions. UFO incident, Saturday, 4th August, 1990. Location, Calvin, Scotland. 20 miles north of Pitlochry, off the A9. Time, 9 p.m. approximately. Description: large diamond-shaped UFO hovering for about 10 minutes before ascending vertically upwards at high speed. During sighting, RAF aircraft, believed to be a Harrier, made a number of low-level passes for 5 to 6 minutes before disappearing off. Witnesses: one name redacted, the other unidentified. Additional information: a number of colour photographs taken by eyewitness were passed to RAF Petrievi and Scottish Daily Record. Original negatives also passed to Daily Record. Weather: main cloud base, 95,000 feet, dropping down to 15,000 feet during showers. Wind was west to southwest, 10 to 15 kilometres. Temperature 14 Celsius, occasional showers. Minutes taken from 14th September 1990. Undersecretary of State for the Air Force may wish to be aware that the Scottish Daily Record may run a story regarding an alleged sighting of a UFO near Pitlochry in early August. Such stories are not normally drawn to the attention of ministers and the Ministry of Defence, and the press office invariably responds to questions along well-established lines, emphasising our limited interest in the UFO phenomenon and explaining that we therefore do not have the resources to undertake any in-depth investigation into particular sightings. On this occasion, however, the MOD has been provided with 6 photographic negatives of an alleged UFO by the Scottish Daily Record and has been asked for comments, almost certainly for inclusion in the forthcoming story. For this reason, it is felt that the Undersecretary of State be made aware of the background and the line adopted by the Deputy Director of Public Relations in responding to the newspaper. The photographs, which were received on the 10th of September, are alleged to have been taken near the A9 road at Calvin, north of Pitlochry, on the evening of August 4th. They show a large, stationary, diamond-shaped object, past which it appears a small jet aircraft is flying. The negatives have been considered by the relevant staffs, who've established that the jet aircraft is a Harrier, and also identified a barely visible second aircraft, again probably a Harrier, but have reached no definite conclusion regarding the large object. It has also been confirmed that there is no record of Harriers operating in the area at the time at which the photographs are alleged to have been taken. The negatives have now been returned to the Scottish Daily Record. In consultation with the RAF's Deputy Director of Public Relations, it has been agreed that the attached line to take should be used in responding to the Scottish Daily Record. These are consistent with the position adopted in the replies to the many public and occasional parliamentary inquiries on the subject of UFOs. The defence lines to take are as follows: have looked at photographs, no definite conclusions regarding the large diamond-shaped object, confident that jet aircraft is a Harrier jump jet, have no record of Harriers operating in location at stated time or date, and finally, that there have been no other reports received by MOD of unusual activity or sightings at location, date or time. If pressed on who in the MOD studied the pictures, reply: all sighting reports, including on occasion photographs and drawings, received by MOD are referred to the staff in the department which are responsible for air defence of UK, who examine them as part of their normal duties. Thank you to Mark Townend for suggesting this story.
If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us,
You can now do so via Patreon to receive access to ad-free episodes, discount on merchandise, as well as brand new video and audio content exclusive to Patreon members. Just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are greatly appreciated. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Win the battle of your musty, damp basement with an Easy Breathe ventilation system. Take charge of your indoor air. It's easy with basement ventilation to remove musty odors, pollutants, allergens, and airborne particles by 85%. An Easy Breathe ventilation system creates air exchanges for cleaner, fresher, healthy indoor air. And right now, get $250 off your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. Call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com today.